السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخنا.
Hello, Amir, how are you?
الحمد لله شيخ.
Okay, can we go with the class?
نعم يا صاح.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In our last reading of this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, we are on the chapter Babu Ma Ja'a fi Tamazuhi, the chapter about the narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his companions about at-tamaduh, being excessive in praise, going beyond bounds in pouring encomium to an individual, praising him, speaking positive of him, showing approval verbally and perhaps in action to his face. What is it that has been narrated regarding this? Being frequent with that, or even praising the individual, mentioning things regarding him that are not of him. At-tamaduh is being excessive in praising an individual. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam heard a person who was being praised, who was mentioned to be the best. No person supersedes so and so person. The person was mentioned in his presence, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was there. And someone said, nobody is better at such and such thing than this individual apart from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet retorted and said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wayhak, why are you groundlessly falling into an error? Why are you making a mistake that you should not make? That is not a mistake to make. Qata'ta unuqa sahibik, you have rather cut off or broken, you have cut the neck of your brother. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned cutting the brother's neck because that's about cutting off his humility. That's about destroying his humbleness. That's about pushing him towards self-amazement and arrogance. So the Prophet condemned it alayhi salatu wasalam and repeated the condemnation. In the report in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to repeat that condemnation. Qata'ta unuqa sahibik. You have cut off the neck of your brother. You cut your brother's neck. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kana ahadukum madihan la mahala. In kana ahadukum madihan la mahala. If any of you would praise someone necessarily, the person, good things needs to be said about the person. This also shows that there will be circumstances, situations that the individual may be praised. Good things may be said regarding him to his face. Good things may be said regarding him to his face and the Prophet or behind him. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, in such circumstance where praising the individual is necessary, is appropriate, فَلْيَقُلْ, let the individual say, أَحْسِبُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Let him say, أَحْسِبُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, أَوْ أَحْسِبُهُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, as it occurs in Sahih Muslim. I think of him like this. This is my consideration regarding this individual. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is, in kana yara annahu kadhalik. That is, if you think that that person is actually like that. Because at-tamaduh, praising the person excessively, and that is blameworthy. From one of it is saying, praising a person with something that is not of him. Praising a person that is not from him. The person would not be humbled. You are referring to him as humbled. The person may not be proficient in a particular thing, and you are referring to him as proficient. Perhaps knowing him, as is known with many of musicians and people who sing praise people, praise singers. They sing praise the people and say regarding the people what is not of them. But if what you are going to say is really of that person, and it is necessary for you to say words of praise to him, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, say afterwards that, ahsibuhu kadhalik. That is how I have considered him. Wallahu hasibuhu. But Allah knows him more. Allah is well aware. Allah has a full account of this individual. وَلَا أُزَكِي أَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And I am not praising anyone and presenting anyone before Allah. This was the lesson we took in the last class. And the rest of the narrations in this chapter were regarding this. The second narration had it that when a person was praised and the people went excess in praising the person, meaning that they perhaps mentioned to him or regarding him in praise something, a trait that is not of him, or that they repeatedly did that in such a manner that would lead the individual to self-amazement and arrogance. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ahlaktum or qata'tum dhahra ar-rajul, ahlaktum or qata'tum dhahra ar-rajul, you have destroyed the man. أَهْلَكْتُمُ الرَّجُلِ, you have destroyed the man. Or that he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, قَطَعْتُمْ ظَهَرَ الرَّجُلِ, you have broken the man's back. Umar رضي الله عنه also condemned a man in very strong terms for praising an individual. And that's really like we have been repeating, being mentioning regarding him what he has not, ascribing a trait to him that is not of him, or even the traits that are of him, praising him repeatedly in such a manner that it would lead him to, like we have repeatedly said, self-amazement and arrogance. Umar radiallahu anhu condemned the individual and said, aqarta ar-rajul, meaning that ahlakta ar-rajul, you have destroyed the man. Aqaraka Allah, may Allah pay you back as you have done to him. That's by way of going to a very, very big extent to condemn praising the individual. Don't praise the people excessively. Don't mention of them what is not of them. And those things that are of them, be moderate, be balanced. Don't be the one to break your brother's back. And that was why Umar radiallahu anhu was also known to say that al-madhu zabhun, al-madhu zabhun, praising the individual is slaughtering. When you praise him, you go on, you praise the man, you praise the man, you praise the man, you are slaughtering the man. Al-Imam al-Munawi, rahimahullah, Abdul Rauf al-Munawi, he has a sharh on, brief commentary on the ahadith in Al-Jami' al-Saghir by Al-Imam al-Suyuti. He said, سَمَّاهُ ذَبْحًا لِأَنَّهُ يُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. سَمَّاهُ ذَبْحًا. Umar radiallahu anhu referred to praising an individual repeatedly even with the traits that he has, praising him, praising him, praising him. He said, Samahu Zabhan li annahu yumitul qalb, mentioned it to be Zabh, slaughtering, because this act of praising individuals, being excessive in it, being repeated in it, yumitul qalb, it will kill the mind of that individual. It will kill the mind of that individual because it is that a regular invitation to Al-Ujub and Al-Kibr. That is regular invitation to self-amusement and arrogance. May Allah protect each and everyone. A question will be valid here. Why then do we have, even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that he would praise the companions, radiallahu anhu. While the Quran came down, nobody bore that name, Muhajir, except that it was a companion. Nobody bore the name Ansar, except that that person was a companion. When Allah said, for example, in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه السابقون الأولين, those who were pioneers, who were foremost in accepting Iman, in accepting the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام and his messenger and his message. These people, من المهاجرين, well, Ansar, these were the Muhajirun and Ansar. So, As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun are the Muhajirun al-Ansar. The Muhajirun and Ansar were the pioneers who accepted the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ بِإِحْسَانٍ Al-Muhajirun al-Ansar, they combined and helped the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam upon the message that he was giving alayhi salatu wasalam, and they invited other people to Islam. So whoever follow these people, Sabukun, the Muhajirun and Ansar, Allah says, Radiallahu anhum wa radiallahu. Allah is pleased with him and they are pleased with Allah. This is clear praising the Muhajirun and Ansar. Allah clearly praises them. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, "Aman al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min Rabbihi wal-mu'minun." Aman al-Rasul. The Messenger already believes. Certainly, he believes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what was sent down to him from his Lord. Wal-mu'minun. Those who were mu'minun, the Quran would refer to as mu'minun. When the Quran came down, were no other than the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then Allah said, Kullun amana billah. Each of these people, each of them, every one of them, amana billah. He has believed in Allah. This is verification and certification of their iman. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi, and so on. This is clear-cut praising of the companions. Likewise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, reported that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, Ma nafa'ani malu qattu, ma nafa'ani malu Abi Bakr Siddiq, ma nafa'ani malu, no wealth benefited me, ma nafa'ani Malu Abi Bakr Siddiq, in the manner, in the extent that Nafa'ani Malu Abi Bakr Siddiq, the wealth of Abu Bakr Siddiq benefited me. This was said directly to Abu Bakr Siddiq, and this is no other than praise. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah reported in his Sunan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta atiqullahi minan nar. He said that to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. anta atiqullah minan nar. O Abu Bakr, you are atiqullah. So when you hear a man is called atiq, his name is Abu Bakr Siddiq. The one who was described as atiq was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing Abu Bakr as atiq. And he said that to him, anta, you Abu Bakr. This is no other than a statement of praise from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, inna Allah ja'ala al-haqq ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Inna Allah ja'ala al-haqq ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Allah has placed the truth, Allah, certainty of faith and truth. Ja'alahu Allahu ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Allah has placed it upon the tongue of Umar. When Umar spoke, he spoke no other than the truth. When Umar radiallahu anhu conceived of a matter, he conceives of no other than the truth. This is direct praise for Umar radiallahu anhu. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said to Umar radiallahu anhu, that hadith was reported by Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wa salam, لو كان بعد نبي لكان عمر بن الخطاب. لو كان بعد نبي. If after me a prophet would come, if any prophet would come, it would have been Umar. This means that no prophet would come. But the one who has the trait of that was Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding Uthman ibn Affan, Ashaddu ummati haya'an Uthman. Ashaddu ummati haya'an Uthman radiallahu anhu. The one who is most modest in my ummah. The one who is most humble in my ummah. The individual who is free from pomp in my ummah. The one who is most unassuming in my ummah. It's Uthman. And he said to him, too, in the presence of Abu Bakr and Umar, Allah astahi min rajulin tastahi min al-malaikah. Should I not be modest and shy regarding a man that the angels have shyness? So this is directly praising these companions, radiallahu anhu. And once he praised Ali ibn Abi Talib, he placed the praise in front of the people. This flag that I hold on the day of Khaybar, this flag that I hold, I want to give it to a man, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The man likes Allah and his messenger like the man. I want to give this flag that I hold to a man that Allah likes. His messenger likes him. Alayhi salatu wa salam. And the man likes Allah, the man likes the messenger too. And he gave that flag to Umar. On a day, radiallahu anhu, everybody anticipated to Ali ibn Abi Talib. On an occasion that every person would desire that they are the one whose love for Allah and his messenger was announced. And that Allah's love for them was announced. Likewise, he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi, inni la uhibbuka fillah. Oh Mu'ad, wallahi, I swear by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'ad ibn Jabal. He referred to him as Sultan al-Ulama, the leader of the scholars. He says, A'lamu al-Nas bil-Halal wal-Haram. The one most knowledge, these are words of praise. He said similar things about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He said similar things about Suhaib ibn al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, and Bilal ibn Rabah. So the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to praise his companions too, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa radiallahu anhu. But that is in the circumstance that he would only say of them what as they are. That makes us understand the virtues of the companions and their excellence. So if Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, was told directly, you are atikullah, and the Prophet would not praise Uthman except with what is with him. Abu Bakr is atik. Uthman is the most modest. Ali radiallahu anhu is loved by Allah and his messenger. The messenger alayhi salatu wasalam loves Mu'adh. And all of these, it shows the virtue because they have not been praised except with the traits that they have. Because what is blameworthy is that we praise an individual with the traits that he does not have. And then the way the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned it, repeating it from time to time, not necessarily having to say that each time he met the companions, radiallahu anhu. Wasn't it Abu Bakr al-Siddiq in few ahadith the way when he was angry with his slave and he cursed the slave, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was saying the same thing to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, that Siddiqu la'an, to someone who is Siddiq, also the cursing people. He said that to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. For many of us, the praises make us go beyond bounds, and then we do not place things in their right places. At the time that it was necessary to give a word of praise, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam praised them. And at the time that they required to be cautioned and properly advised regarding the matter, so that they can do this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will do that. So this is about being balanced and moderate in these affairs. The third matter regarding that is that same fasting, that these words of encomium to these companions will not push them to self-abasement. It will not push them to self-praise. And that was why it was commonly known, it occurs in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, whenever people spoke positively about him to his face, radiallahu anhu, he would say, Allahumma la tu'akhidni bima yaqul. واغفر لي ما لا يعلم واجعلني خيرا مما يظن ولا لا تؤاخذني بما اقول ولا don't hold me responsible for what you say. When Abu Bakr was praised, رضي الله عنه, he was seeking refuge with Allah. ولا don't hold me responsible. I'm not responsible for what you say. واغفر لي ما لا يعلم. There are shortcomings that I have they do not know about. Don't count upon their praise and then not deprive me of forgiveness. Forgive me my shortcomings they do not know. Because for every person you praise, he has shortcomings. But there is no one that you are praising for a trait except that he has shortcomings. There is no one. Because it's Bashar. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam had said to us that Kullu Bani Adam Khattaa'u Mubalagha. We regularly err. If everyone among the children of Adam regularly errs. So that the best of those who err are those who quickly respond to Allah in repentance for their errors. So there is not anyone that you praise except that he has faults. So Abu Bakr and Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whenever praise was directed to him, or words of approval and encomium, he would say, "Waghfir li ma la ya'lamun." Forgive me for those things of me that they do not know. Waj'alni khayran mimma yazunnun. Make me better than they think of me. Because that's what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, we should say, "Ahsibuhu kazalik." That is what I think of him. So Abu Bakr will even say, radiallahu anhu, those thoughts you have of him that is positive, may Allah make him better than that. Because it is true that a man may have 10 traits and you only know one of it. or two of it. Or to the extent that you even know that one, it may be better, much more than that. So he begs Allah, Allah, make me better than you think of me. This is evidence, clear cut, that those words of praise to people like Abu Bakr and Siddiq, to people like Omar, Uthman, these eminent human beings, radiallahu anhum, were not things that shows them upon the path of arrogance or upon the path of self-amazement. So that's why from after them, anyone who was praised requires desires to be careful, desires to be fearful, desires to be careful not to accept the praise so much that he begins to think of himself that, oh, this is how good, how best, how better, and so on that I am, because these thoughts will soon land such an individual upon the path of arrogance and self-amazement, two destructive traits. May Allah protect each and every one of us. So that's why Al-Imam al-Bukhari followed our chapter with the chapter about man afna ala sahibihi in kana aminan bihi. Babu man afna ala sahibihi in kana aminan bihi. The chapter regarding the one who praise his companion in kana aminan bihi, if that companion will be safe because of the praise. So now the praise is like we said, doubtful. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Al-Madhu Dabhu. Praising an individual is like slaughtering him. So if that armor, if that key will not affect that person, in kana aminan bihi, if he is considered that this person should be able to control himself, he will not be pushed into arrogance, al-kibru, nor al-ujub, self-amusement, because of the praise. Or he will not become magrurum in a city. He will not become so self-important, deceived, thinking that all of the virtues of this world are gathered with him. If this person is still a person who will be balanced with himself despite being praised, then it is lawful for us to praise those persons. As we have seen that the Quran praised a lot of individuals. The Quran also praised the companions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also praised people. And that is because he is in Allah, he has alayhi salatu wa salam, good thoughts of them upon reality, that they will be safe and will not be afflicted by arrogance and self-amusement because of the praise. So regarding these kinds of issues where the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam praised people, being sure that they will not be shoved into arrogance and self-amusement, Al-Imam al-Bukhari has reported this hadith, and it occurs as hadith 337 in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. So he said, Rahimahullah, Haddathana Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah. Qala Haddathani Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Hazim an Suhail an Abihi an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qala نعم الرجل أبو بكر نعم الرجل عمر نعم الرجل أبو عبيدة نعم الرجل أسيد بن حضير نعم الرجل ثابت بن قيس بن الشماس نعم الرجل معاذ بن عمرو بن جموح نعم الرجل معاذ بن جبل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وبئس الرجل فلان وبئس الرجل فلان حتى عد سبعة حتى عد سبعة قال بئس الرجل فلان وبئس الرجل فلان حتى عد سبعة الإمام البخاري ربط بالحديث عن الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله هو سيد حدثني عبد العزيز ابن أبي حازم عن سهيل. We have read narrations from each of these reporters. As for Suhail, that is Suhail ibn Abi Salih, and he's reporting from his father Abu Salih. Baqwan Saman, Rahimahullah, the well-known student of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that he said, Ni'ma ar-rajulu Abu Bakr. Ni'ma ar-rajulu, nice a man is Abu Bakr. Nice a man is Abu Bakr Siddiq. Pleasant as a man, Ni'ma ar-rajulu. The man Abu Bakr Siddiq is pleasant, he is respectable. Ni'ma ar-rajulu Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That was the one we just mentioned that the Prophet also said regarding him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that anta atiqullahi minan nar. That was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, the first Khalifa after the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ni'ma rajul Umar. Nice as a man, pleasant, excellent, a man is Umar. Umar is an excellent, nice man. That's a praise from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to Umar. Ni'ma ar-rajulu Abu Ubaidah. That is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Aminul Ummah. The Prophet referred to him alayhi salatu wasalam. Aminul Ummah. Because every Ummah has an Amin. The Amin of my Ummah is Abu Ubaidah. Radiallahu anhu. Is a nice man, Ni'ma ar-rajul, nice a man. This is a man that has niceness with him. This is a man that is pleasant. This is a man that is respectable. Ni'ma ar-rajulu Abu Ubaidah. And then he said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ni'ma ar-rajulu Usayd ibn Hudayr. Ni'ma ar-rajulu Usayd ibn Hudayr, that is Abu Yahya al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, one of those from amongst the people of Medina, amongst the Ansar, who were foremost to accept Islam. We recall that Usayd ibn Hudayr was also at Al-Aqaba when the companions from Medina, the Ansar, took an oath of allegiance with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, allegiance for support. Allegiance for obedience at Al-Aqaba in Mina, in Mecca, when they came for Hajj. You remember that story? Usayd ibn Hudayr was in that company who took that oath of allegiance for support and obedience with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama said, وَكَانَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ صَوْتًا بِالْقُرْآنِ كَانَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ صَوْتًا بِالْقُرْآنِ. One of those who read the Quran with the best voice was Usayd ibn Hudayr. The Prophet also said, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ نِعِمَ الرَّجُلُ ثَابِتُ ابن قيس ابن الشماس. ثَابِتُ ابن قيس ibn al-Shammas. That was the companion with the loud voice. I hope you remember him. Regarding Surah Al-Hujurat. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O you who believe, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voices over that of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So this companion, because he had a very, very loud voice, who were Jawhari Yusuf, if he spoke, his voice overwhelmed the voice of every other person in the gathering. So when Allah says, أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, so that your good deeds do not become destroyed. So he feared that his good deeds were destroyed because his voice naturally went over the voice of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. This companion returned to his home and began to weep, thinking that all that he had of iman and good deeds were already destroyed because of his voice going over the voice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he got restricted to his house, and this companion radiallahu anhu, Thabit ibn Qais, Thabit is his name. I wish that one of us will give birth to a child and name him Thabit. Thabit. Anas ibn Malik also had a student, well known. It was called Thabit al-Bunani. Thabit al-Bunani. So Thabit ibn Qais, hear what the messenger said about him, radiallahu anhu. When he looked out for Thabit, the Prophet did not see him. Where is Thabit? Thabit, radiallahu anhu, who is in the house, is crying. Allah has revealed a verse to show that his good deeds are all destroyed because his voice will go over the voice of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Then the Prophet said, and this hadith was collected by Anas ibn Malik in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلْ هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. But no, his good deeds are not destroyed. هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Thabit ibn Qais. So you now get me if I say name your child Thabit. Thabit, the Prophet said, alayhi salam, هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He is from among the people of Al-Jannah. Anas ibn Malik, who reported this hadith, said, each time we saw Thabit, we saw a man from amongst the people of Al-Jannah. We just have it in this man, this from the people of Al-Jannah. The messenger says, "Huwa min ahli al-Jannah." That is Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas. Here also the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ni'ma ar-rajul," a nice man. He's a pleasant man. Radiallahu anhu. Then the Prophet was him, radiallahu anhu, killed Abu Jahl, was a very young man. This companion, Mu'adh ibn Amr, was the one who killed Abu Jahl. At the time, he was a very young man. Abu Jahl was an enemy of Allah. Narrations say that he used to be referred to as Abu Hikmah before Islam, because he was a man who spoke wisdom and so on. But because of his rejection of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he became to be called Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. Because what wisdom lies in rejecting the truth. Nothing remains of such an individual except ignorance. The one who killed Abu Jahl during the Battle of Badr was Mu'adh ibn Amr ibn Jamuh radiallahu anhu. In this hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ni'ma ar-rajulu, he referred to him as a nice, pleasant man. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'ma ar-rajulu Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, Abu Abdurrahman Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and said, khudhul Qur'ana min arba'i, learn the Quran from four. You want to learn Quran. There are four persons you learn the Quran from. The first person he mentioned was Ibn Ummi Abd. The first person the Prophet mentioned was alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And second to him was who? Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He had a lot of encomium from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet told him directly, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuka fillah. I swear by Allah, I love you because of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. That was Mu'adh. The Prophet also said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Mu'adh is a'lamu al-ummati bimada bil-halal wal-haram. These are words of praise by the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. That's one nice name to name our child. We have seen Mu'adh according to us. There is Mu'adh ibn Amr ibn Jamuh, who kills Abu Jahl, is Mu'adh. And here we have a second Mu'adh, this time Abu Abdurrahman radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet said, Ni'ma ar-rajulu Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal is Ni'ma ar-rajul. As a man, this is a pleasant man. This is a respectable man. I like to quickly, before leaving this place, say this. This is the messenger, O Salafi. This is the messenger mentioning his companion with lessons. Are you a pleasant person too? Salafi, don't be a coarse person. Don't be a harsh person. Hard to relate with. Hard to please. People will come near you, they will hardly find you smiling. Don't be this kind of an individual in the name of being worshipful. All these persons were excellent, pleasant people who were nice, noble, and respectable. You can't be claiming to be upon the path of these people, and you are not a person who struggles to be a noble person. In your speech, in your actions, in your dealings with people. From the aspects of Salafiyya, from the aspects of being from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from aspects of being upon Sunnah, learn to be a respectable person. Learn to be a noble person, a person with good speech, a person with good character. Learn it. Pray to Allah for it. Because this is also from Manhaj al-Salafi. Manhaj al-Salafi is not just all about declaring innovations, not just all about that. The one who will declare innovations and declare people as from the people of innovation must be noble, must be a person who is known to be noble himself, must be a person of esteem himself, must be a person of respected, a respectable character himself. You are the harsh and coarse person people know. You are the most irresponsible person in the community, and you are the one who wants to condemn the bid'ah again. You are living a part of the Salafiyya upon taking upon the path, another path. Let us take the Sunnah wholly, completely, not leave a part of it and hang upon a part of it as if that is all of it. Let us take it all. From the aspects of being from the person of Sunnah, to be a pleasant person, to be a noble person, to be a decent person, respectable person, in your speech, in your conduct, in your carriage, in your appearance, in your relationship at home, be noble, be a person of esteem, be a person of excellence. And thereafter, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa bisa ar-rajulu fulanun. He is a rajul fulan hatta adda sab'atan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued and said, so and so person is, he is a rajul, he is a bad person. So and so and so person is a bad person. So and so and so is a bad person. He counted seven people. The point of reference in this hadith is that yusni a rajul ala sahibihi. The individual can praise his companions, his friend, his colleague, his uncle, his father, his friend, anybody that's near him, that he knows where he can praise him. If he knows that that praise will not push that individual to destruction, he will not be destroyed in his community. He will not be destroyed in his decency, in his sedateness, in his calmness. His calmness will not be upturned. And he will not become the one who becomes arrogant to people because of the good things the same people have said about him. If you have this kind of a trust regarding an individual, you can say words of praise to him within balance. That itself will be within the limits of balance. You will not say of him what is not of him. And after saying that, the lesson that we have learned is that we should say, Ahsibuhu kadhali. This is how I have considered this person. Wallahu hasibuhu. Allah has a bigger account of this individual. Wala uzaki alallahi ahada. And I am not presenting anyone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah knows him more. Likewise, the individual that is praised to should say either publicly or in his mind, Allahumma la tu'akhidni bima yaqulu. Oh Allah, don't hold me responsible over what they say about me. Waghfirli ma la ya'lamu. Forgive my shortcomings they do not know about. Waj'alni khayra mimma yajidun. Make me better than they think of me. This is a major point of benefit in this hadith that we have read this morning. But we can ask a question, and validly so. Why was it that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned some people? And he mentioned the false service, this person is a bastard, this person is a bastard. The ulama explained that these people were people that they behave when they relate the people to be nice, but they are actually bad. This is from the ways of the munafiqun. When they relate with the people, like Allah told us in Al-Munafiqun, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. If the munafiqun come to you, they say, Wallahi, Wallahi, you are a messenger of Allah. Allah says, Wallahu ya'alamu innaka rasul. Yes. What they say, Allah knows that you are his messenger. But Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqina lakadhibun. But Allah affirms that these hypocrites, these munafiqun, they are certainly liars. Ittakhadhu aymanahum junnatan fasaddu an sabilillah. They are vowing to you that they believe that a messenger of Allah is just a means for you to be calm. Behind, they go behind to deceive the people and show them off the path of Allah. So these kinds of people, sometimes the Prophet will expose them and say, this person is a bad man. This person is a bad man because Allah exposed them to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have them too, largely today. Is it possible for you to find a circle of three friends and one of them is not like you? In our present day world, three friends in a circle, or three friends who make a circle, call it a triangle. A triangle of three friends. Is it possible to find a triangle? Or if a triangle is too small, call it a square of 4 points. Can you find a square of four friends and you would not have one of them who would only say, relate well, outwardly, show good traits with the rest of them, but behind them, enough is grudge, enough is hatred, enough is jealousy, jealousy regarding his brother. The kind of jealousy that kills, the kind of hazard that kills. Will you find a group of four without finding one or two of them like this? It's a very, very rare, because the the point is that true friends are very rare. Wallahi, true friends are rare now. Those who will love themselves for no other than the sake of Allah. What will connect them is Allah. When it is about Allah increasing our iman, helping ourselves upon goodness, yes. But when it comes to simply help yourself also over things. To find a friend like this, who when he finds your fault, he can overlook. Who when he finds your fault, he can give you nasiha. Wallah, it is very rare. Very, very rare. Even amongst spouses, it's very rare to find a man who has 100% reliance. It's my wife. Yes, it's rare. Likewise, the wife who has it on the other side. Don't say I'm saying that they don't exist. They are very honest spouses. They are very honest friends. But they are rare. You hardly find them. It only takes a period of time for you to discover that. Where was I? May Allah protect all of us. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exposing those people because they needed to be exposed. They are harmful to the community of the Muslims. You will see that, yes, people will think, this man, but he's a hypocrite, munafiq. So for such kinds of persons, the Prophet will say, alayhi sallam, bi'sa rajulu fulan, bi'sa rajulu. Those who were present were aware. And from the manners, the companions reported narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in such circumstances, they would not mention the person's name. The one who was present, this hadith is a hadith of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. He knew those persons, but not to carry those persons to the subsequent generation. Why? Their children may be righteous and free from that body. Like the children of Ibn Salul, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he had children who were good. The head of Munafiqun, he had children who were good. So in cases like that, some of these people will not be mentioned. Because they will have children and descendants who are good. Those people will be protected from the sadness over the condition of that person. May Allah protect us. One of my brothers said to me that he rode a taxi in Makkah. And you know the way drivers in Makkah would like to relate with you and start a conversation. And upon asking where are you from, what languages do you speak, and all of these, he asked him the question, and the man said, he is from amongst the descendants of Abu Lahab. You know, Arabs still know their forefather too. He said, the man said to him that his own forefather was Abu Lahab. So he was scared, and the man saw in him that he became uncomfortable with him. He had to start telling, but that is him. I'm not upon his being. So Abu Lahab, may Allah protect him. So sometimes the companions would not mention these people by way of protecting the subsequent generation from the embarrassment from these forefathers that they had had. May Allah protect all of us. So I hope that this hadith is clear. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ni'ma al-rajulu Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Ni'ma al-rajulu Umar, Ni'ma al-rajulu Abu Ubaidah, Ni'ma al-rajulu Usayd ibn Hubayr, Ni'ma al-rajulu Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, Ni'ma al-rajulu Mu'adh ibn Amr ibn Jamuh, Ni'ma al-rajulu معاذ ابن جبل رضي الله عنهم قال وبئس الرجل فلان وبئس الرجل فلان حتى أدى سبعة لأولى ما it means just as we would praise people and be balanced if a person requires to be criticized because of the deen also to protect the people it should be done and with a sense of balance too not mentioning negative traits regarding that person that is free from, is not guilty of, not being excessive, for being balanced, both in the times of praise and in the times of dispraise and criticism. May Allah protect each and every one of us. I think this is a convenient place we can stop today, so that we can take a few questions from Abu Amir, inshallah. Abu Amir, is this hadith clear?
Naam, ahsan Allah alaykum ya shaykh.
Ameen wa
antum. Jazakum Allah.
Ameen wa antum.
The first question here is, how do parents praise their children for them to do more good so that it won't be overboard?
Yes. If you saw him do anything good, you say that this one you did was good. Barakallahu fik. Just within balance. Don't go on starting to write an eulogy for your son so that you don't destroy him. I have seen things like this before with people. They praise people, and that praise becomes a means of evil for those people who are praised. A lot of cases, a lot. Let me say this, even some scholars became like that. May Allah protect all of us. Don't praise a man too often. Likewise, when you praise him, say only what is of him. Be balanced in it, so that you do not kill the man. You do not kill his humility. You do not kill his sense of purpose. He would not have arrived, and he would feel that he has arrived if the praise became too common, too repeated, and sometimes exaggerated. That is why avoid praise singers and musicians. This is the job of musicians. Musicians praise people. And you will see and note also, when a man begins to praise a girl before marriage, she makes mistakes. The praise makes her go off balance. She doesn't know what she's doing again. She will not be able to appropriately recognize the man's faults because he's praising her. Praise kills people. It sets them off balance. It removes them from sanity to insanity. A man holds $1,000. If he was not praised, is it easy to stone somebody with $1,000? Is it easy to throw $1,000 at a person? But when he begins to be praised, he loses his sense of balance. And then he throws $1,000 at you. He became mad. The time he threw $1,000 at the musician, he was mad. Don't think that it was any reasonable response. He lost his sense. What made him lose sense? Praise. So that's why. And I think I should say this. If we go to gatherings of learning, gatherings of lectures, you see, before the lecturer or the speaker comes to the high table, we begin to praise them. Fadila to shake is this. You are destroying the man. So when he ends the lecture, you start drawing out the faults in the lecture. This one is wrong. For the sake of Allah, don't kill yourselves. Let us not kill ourselves with praise. Not to say our children. The question is about the children. Be balanced in it. For the sake of Allah, be balanced. Pray for them more than praising them. It's dua. Barakallahu fik, ahsanallahu ilayk, hafizakallah. Make it dua too. You don't have to start saying, oh, you are very brilliant. There is nobody that is brilliant as you. You are very humble. How do you count? That's why the ulama don't count all these things about children. Still, allow him to mature first. Let us see him. Let the boy mature. Let him mature. Let's see. Ulama don't count. They don't count adala amongst muhaddisu. They don't count a young person to have adala, to be trustworthy. Allow him grow first. When he grows, he has choice. He has two things to always choose from. Then you can recognize him and say, oh, he's a person who is stable upon taqwa. So don't praise your child too much. Otherwise, you break his back, you cut his neck. May Allah protect all of us. Make dua for them more. Make dua for them. Play with them. Be jovial. Avoid praising your children. And then when you have to do it, follow the manners. Follow the manners. You repeatedly mention those things. You must know it when we preach people generally. Allah protect our children. Make them be things of gladness for us in this world and in the hereafter. Amen.
This one reads, how should I manage an internal self-praise about my good deeds, like Sadaqah and others?
Internal self-praise too, like praising itself, is not all about evil. One of the scholars have discussed this specifically, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. When we do something good, one of the rewards of goodness is that we have inshirah al-sadr. Our minds become happy. We are glad. I achieved it. Alhamdulillah. This mindset comes in the mind. You are happy with yourself for yourself. Being able to do something good. This is good for us. It is part of mubashirah. It's part of glad tidings. Likewise, having good dreams or having good mentioning amongst people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, I think Al-Imam al-Tabarani mentioned this hadith in his Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, that if Allah is pleased with his servant, he announces that servant's name in the heavens. The angels hear his name, and acceptance and goodness is written for him on the earth. Everyone says good of him and says well of him. It shows that Allah is pleased with him. So you can have this kind of a condition too. The people see him, they are happy. So it's praising itself, like we had mentioned from the beginning of this class, is not all about evil, but be balanced in it. Be balanced in it. So don't start thinking beyond anything. Is anyone more benevolent than myself if you give sadaqah? As your question read, is anyone better than me in this act? Is there anyone who has done this kind of thing that I have done? The Prophet alayhi salatu salam praised Abu Bakr and what he praised him for had to do with benevolence. There are other ahadith regarding the benevolence of Abu Bakr. He was a billionaire. Well, he died with shillings, little money. Not up to 5 days or so. That is small thing. He spent everything upon the path of life. And yet, this is a man who will be crying when any video says, regarding him. Allahumma la tu'akhidhni bima yaqulu. So as we feel well and happy about goodness that Allah brings us onto, let us not also forget self-censure and caution. That shaitan does not push us into things we ourselves wouldn't like to be in. May Allah forgive all of us and protect us. Allah forgive all of us.
Amen. Jazakum Allah khairan, Shaykh. Salawatullahi
alayhi.
Someone is asking, says, wants to confirm from Shaykh that what he used to know was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud killed Abu Jahl in the Battle of Badr.
Go back to the tariq. Go back to tariq regarding the one who killed Abu Jahl. The ulama, they always refer to Mu'adh ibn Amr. They say, Qatilu Abu Jahl. And check it. Now.
This one is asking, may Allah keep you upon righteousness. In all of this, do the Sahaba not envy each other? How can anyone scale through envy from the workplace if such person happens to be the favorite of the boss and other colleagues see it as a problem? Is that no envy?
I mean, the companions were not people of envy. Allah told us about them in the Quran. So we are not envious. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to talk to them too. Their minds were free from jealousy and hasad. Companions were not like that. They were free from these. And the Muslim too should not be the one who is envious. Because envy will kill him. Envy has no care, unfortunately, until the one who was envious loses the value of what he had. So if a person has to be praised in front of the people, many times it is for them to be able to be like him. For them to know who he is. The messenger, for example, praised Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, not directly on one occasion. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim under the Fadaila of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. The messenger, alayhi salatu salam, after Salatul Fajr, he asked who had done sadaqah today. No one stood up except it was Abu Bakr. Who is fasting today? Abu Bakr. Who would help someone today? Abu Bakr. In all of these, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr. So the companions knew that he was better than them. Radiallahu anhu. So when the messenger was not there and Abu Bakr and Siddiq was there, alayhi salatu salam, radiallahu anhu, they would say, Abu Bakr, lead us in salah. So there should be things like this. Yes, it's not wrong that there are things like this. People know who are the next persons. Who are the next persons? Who are the next persons? A teacher can do that too amongst his students. He makes them know who is the next, who is the next, who is the next, who is the next, who is the next. And from the virtue of that is that they know who to take over, who is to say, please, can you come in front? And the scholars, the students used to ask them. The Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah, before he passed away, they used to ask him, if he die, who should we go to? The messenger too was asked. It's part of a boil of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. If you die, who should I go to Abu Bakr? So the companions knew it was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So the day he was appointed as Khalifa, you hear that statement of Umar, radiallahu anhum. Anyone who wants to call, I push Abu Bakr in front as the Amir, as our Khalifa. Anyone who wants to come in front of Abu Bakr, let him come. So they all knew that, it was Abu Bakr. And that was because there are earlier actions by who? The leader of all of them, showing that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was superior to all of them. So sometimes, even in the places of work, it is good that the leader superiors make the younger ones to know that even amongst the younger ones, there are some of them that are over others. This is the way Allah has created mankind. Even amongst Anbiya and Rusul. وَرَبَّانَا بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ بِرُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. In many places in the Quran, even the Anbiya and Rusul, Allah made them some above others. There's Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. And among these women, Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul, there is the one that's head of them, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So human beings must recognize this. If you're a teacher in class, you have 15 students. From the 15 students from fourth, second class, you should recognize their grades, their gradation, their levels as a good teacher. I hope we don't have an oblivious teacher who does not know the grade of the students in the class. You know everybody in the class. And sometimes one person will be good at one thing, another one is better at the other thing. Did you hear them mentioning Abu Bakr al-Siddiq with sonorous voice when he reads the Quran like others? It was mentioned with weeping. It is possible, notice, it is possible that you have a companion like Ibn Mas'ud or Usayl ibn Hudayr or Ubay ibn Ka'b, who in their recitation, they may have a better voice than Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. But in the overall, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is better. Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned this point in Minhaj Sunnah, that not every person was good in everything than everybody. But you find that if you now put overall virtues together, Abu Bakr was better than all of them. Radiallahu anhu. So these are the things everybody must know and everybody must realize. If you think in the office a person is better than you, you don't need to be jealous of that person. Don't forget that you may have traits too that makes you better than the next person. he may write a better report than you, for example. But your presentation may be better than his own. So who comes first? The one with a better report or the one with a better presentation? So you see now. So look inwards, look at your own. Develop new skills. The one that you have, build upon it. You don't need to start making hazard of the next person, because if you want to make hazard of the next person, you make hazard of everybody who has something better than you. You will never find rest in life. You must also teach children this one, because children are different. Children, every child is different, and every child has his or her own potential. Every person is different. So every person should look at what he is blessed with. And I like to round up with this statement from Omar ibn al-Khattab. I have seen it in Al-Qawl al-Mufid, which is the sharh of Kitab al-Tawhid by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. I have also seen it in his sharh on Riyad al-Salihin. I've never seen it elsewhere. He said that Umar said, radiallahu anhu, man burika lahu fi shay'in falyalzamhu. Man burika lahu fi shay'in. Anyone who is blessed regarding a matter should stick to it. As I speak English now, if I'm to speak Yoruba, I'll have troubles with it. I'm just still learning it. But there are, for some others, Yoruba is their best self when they preach and they deliver lessons. They find it more convenient. For some, it is Arabic they find more convenient. Some find every language convenient. So some are better in the sciences of hadith, some in fiqh, some in ilm al-qira'at, some in lugha. So man burika lahu fi shay, the one that Allah has blessed you, stick to it, my friend, and thank Allah over it. Stick means of earning Allah's favor with it. Because if you attack Allah, that's one that Allah has given you. Seek hereafter, seek Allah's pleasure with it. Don't allow hatred, jealousy to kill you. Because jealousy truly kills. It destroys a person's iman and faith. Destroys your good deed. Destroys your relationship with the people. So may Allah protect each and every one of us. But don't forget the point here is the balance in the praise of the people. Don't praise a person to destroy being excessive. In mentioning traits that he does not have. And not being careful enough. Mentioning words of praise without necessity. It is necessary now. It is not necessary. Let me emphasize. May Allah protect each and every one of us. I think it is suffice for a lesson today, Abu Amir. It is
perfect. Assalamu
alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.